This week, the Senate is working on legislation that would overturn the Waters of the U.S. rule. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to explain the process and to share other updates from the Hill this week.
Initially, the Senate considered a bill that would have required EPA to restart the rulemaking process. That bill did not pass the Senate. However, following that vote, the Senate took up what's called a resolution of disapproval, which would overturn or override the WOTUS regulation. That resolution did pass the Senate on Wednesday. The House is expected to take it up in the near future. However, the administration has already indicated that if it reaches the president's desk, he would veto this resolution.
Also this week in the House, they're working on their version of a long-term highway and transportation bill.
As part of that package, it also includes reauthorization of the Export-Import Bank. Once the House completes its action on this highway bill, then House and Senate leaders will begin work to negotiate the differences between the House version and the Senate bill, which was passed several weeks ago. And the hope is that they can get a final highway and transportation bill completed before the end of this calendar year. As a part of that, the Export-Import Bank reauthorization would be included.
On the trade front, we saw the release of the Trans-Pacific Partnership text yesterday.
This is the first time that the full, complete text has been released since the negotiations were concluded about a month ago in Atlanta. So we will be closely reviewing those provisions, particularly as they deal with cotton and textile products, and determining what the expected impact will be on the cotton industry and determining the position of the National Cotton Council in anticipation of the TPP agreement coming before Congress sometime in 2016, although it's widely presumed that vote may not occur until after next fall's election, so in the lame duck session of 2016.
And finally,
last week we saw the House elect their new Speaker. Congressman Paul Ryan from Wisconsin has assumed that role following the retirement of John Boehner from Ohio. With Congressman Ryan becoming the Speaker, that left an opening at the chairmanship of the House Ways and Means Committee. And so this week, House Republicans have elected Congressman Kevin Brady from Texas to chair the Ways and Means Committee. And they have also selected one new member to serve on Ways and Means, and that is Congressman Tom Rice from South Carolina, who represents one of the Cotton Belt districts. So we're very excited to have Congressman Rice joining the Ways and Means Committee, which is a key committee when it comes to trade and tax policy issues.